Everybody, welcome to A Gay XYZ. It's Donovan and Christian and Jason. Thanks for joining.
Hey,
how's it going?
It's a celebration. We're so happy to be back.
It's our last show of 2015, and this is our first year together. Our first 6 months, actually. It's been 6 months. Actually, it's
July. Oh my god, that's crazy.
Has it really been 6 months?
Yeah, it was in July, so approximately 6 months. Yeah, and we have been having fun. So it's been fun doing the show, and we wanted to say thank you for those who have listened to the show in our first 6 months, and we hope you'll continue to listen and tell your friends about us. And we wanted to say happy 2015 to everyone. So thanks for listening tonight. Just FYI, excuse me, be sure you, oh, by the way, if you do want to call in, we can take calls tonight, I think. So call
Yay.
In.
Yay. So the people called in like a few weeks ago, and you know, you remember y'all when we was having the Real Ratchet show and the phone lines didn't work even though people tried to call in. Y'all call in tonight.
Yeah. Feel free if you want to. It's 214-377-0481, or you can call using Skype for free, call Off Limits Show, and we're happy to take your call. Or you can go to the chat room if you want on Spreaker.com and chat there for free. Or you can tweet us at GayXYZ Show.
GayXYZ Show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Feel free to try that. So we're talking tonight about the year in review, 2015, and some of the topics we've discussed already, but also some of the things we haven't, and also hot topics for this past week, of course. But first, I wanted to know how your Christmases went. How did it go for you guys?
Well, I went home, and it was actually the very first time I'd gone home and spent time in Oklahoma, small town Oklahoma, and I was there for 5 days. It was really nice to just kind of get out of you know, big city of Dallas and just breathe for a minute. But after about the third day, I was getting really antsy because there wasn't a whole lot to do besides eat and watch TV. And I didn't take my computer with me, so I was, like, just itching.
How could you not take your computer with you? Was that intentional?
Because I was, like, yeah, it was intentional. Because I was like, I just won't take it. Like, I'll be with my mom. Like, I don't want to be on the computer. Like, I don't want to be worried about work. Like, I just want to unplug. Uh-huh. And,
How'd that work out?
And I was on my phone the whole time.
he was trying to do a detox session of, like, no electronics, no anything, and it didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I pretty much just ate apple pie, and then there was a big ice storm in Oklahoma the same night that there was, like, flooding and tornadoes going on here and, like, in Louisiana. So I hightailed it the next day, cut my trip short a little bit just so I could get home without being stuck there during the ice storm.
Yeah,
so.
That
but it was really nice. It was really nice just to be with my mom and just chill.
Oh, how sweet. That's sweet. Well, good for
you. And I got a Keurig. That's how you know you're grown up.
I love my Keurig. Oh my god, the coffee is instantaneous. It's fantastic.
Let me tell you what, I loved my Keurig, but I lost it in the divorce over heads and tails, and so I just haven't really bought another one. So mom came through on that. Thank you, Mama Santa.
I've got the 2.0. You have the 2.0 or you have the regular one?
No, I don't, to be honest with you, it's still in the box in my car. Played with
it.
But they came out with the Keurig Cold, which makes like soda, and I think that's kind of interesting.
That is really cool.
So anybody knows about that, let me know. What about you, Jason?
I mainly stayed at home. I really didn't do too much because actually Christmas Day I was kind of sick. I was sick.
You stayed at home in Dallas?
Yeah, I didn't go home. Because I wasn't feeling well, and if I were to go home, I just feel like it wasn't gonna be
fun.
I felt like I wasn't gonna be able to enjoy it because I was sick. And like, so most of Christmas Day, I laid in bed and just watched TV, doing something people normally don't do Christmas, like clean up their house, wash clothes, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm actually going to go home in a few weeks. So I was able to get my money back for my plane ticket and all that kind of stuff.
Well,
that's
good.
And then the Christmas evening, that evening, I guess, I went out to dinner with some friends, and there really was a lot of places open, but I hadn't seen my friends in a long time, so we went to TGI Fridays in Addison. Ugh. Which the service was horrible, by the way.
You were literally right next to my apartment.
Yeah. So it was one of those things where the service was horrible, but it was the only thing that was open. They were actually very, very busy, but I hadn't seen them in a while, and Fridays was the only thing that was open, so I was like, sure, why not? I mean, it wouldn't be my place to go, but it was
one of Fridays.
Yeah, so.
Unless you want to sponsor our show, go ahead.
Yeah, if you want to sponsor us, then we love you then.
No.
I would track everything I say, be like, oh, I just made
no. This message is brought to you by Cheese Sticks, located local TGI Fridays.
Look, if TGI Fridays sponsors us,
don't miss the $5 appetizer, all you can eat boneless buffalo wings.
Yeah. Stop.
Girl, bye.
Actually, I was there and I had some, they have the, what is it? They're endless appetizers for like $12 or something. They have these pot stickers that are actually pretty good. I actually have to admit they're pretty good.
I don't think that their food is great, and I don't think it's...
No, I don't like any chain restaurants like that. Like them, Chili's,
Brinker's,
as I said a few moments ago, it wouldn't have been my top pick.
Didn't say that.
But it was Christmas, and that was like literally...
But don't you guys, like, to me personally, don't go to any restaurants, stores, or anything on Christmas Day, on Thanksgiving, on Black Friday. I do not support people having to work on holidays. That's just me.
I don't either.
Do you buy from Amazon.com or anything like that?
Nope.
Nothing. Well, I don't believe you, but okay. Let's continue.
So, but then for Christmas, I got a KitchenAid mixer.
Ooh.
Which I was like, yes. I've been saying that I've been wanting one like only for the past year.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and then day before Christmas Eve, I get a knock on the door, and the UPS guy's like, I need you to sign this. I had no idea what it was. It was a little heavy, so I was like, what the hell is this? So take it in the kitchen, open it up, and I was like, a nice red KitchenAid mixer. And it came from my So thank you, Mama.
That's great.
I can't wait. I haven't used it. I'm like, I'm trying to think of something to make just so I can use
you
it.
You bake?
Honey, I can tell you anything. I can give you tons of recipes. I bake all the time.
So I love baking. I can give recipes. I love to bake. I just want to make like pancake mix.
I've had the same KitchenAid stand-up pan mixer. It's a cobalt blue one since 1998, and I still have it.
Those things last forever. They're like the Hondas of kitchen appliances.
They are more the like Honda. The Honda. Okay. Anyway, the John Deere or whatever. Yeah. Anyway,
John Deere. I just said the Hondas of kitchen appliances.
Anyway, yeah. They
just
are.
Let it go.
So I love it. I actually spent. We always spend our Christmas Eve with my mother and you know here, and then we did that, and we had open gifts and all that stuff, and. Had what did we have? We had roast beef and Yorkshire pudding, and we had I don't know if you know what that is, but anyway, we had
what kind of pudding?
Yorkshire pudding. It's like a bread. If you would like it, trust me, you would.
It's like bread pudding.
No, it's not bread pudding. It's like a roll, but it's called Yorkshire pudding. But anyway, you would love it. It's fucking amazing.
I'm gonna Google it.
Lots of butter, so trust me, it's good.
Oh, it's so we can Paula Deen it up.
Yes. Anyway, and then I got my gifts, and they got their gifts and everything else. I got one of the things I got was an Apple Watch, which I love, and I'm wearing it now. And I have it set on the Mickey Mouse, and I just love it. It's fantastic. And then I got.
Aren't you modern?
I'm a technophile. I don't know if you knew that, but I'm and then I also got one of the things that. So the last gift they all gave me, because they all knew what it was I opened it up, and the second I saw it, I started bawling like the ugly cry. Like
it was. It was a lock of Madonna's hair.
No, my God, no! Please, no. What it was. What it was a little dioramic sort of picture frame that had my dog that died's picture in it with his leash in it and his collar and his name tag in it and everything else. And he just died a few months ago. I just started bawling because I had missed him. I miss him so much. Anyway, so that was a sweet gift as well. And I got some other stuff like, you know, craft for your hair and your body and all that stuff. So anyway, it was great. And then we went to Waco and we spent it with my husband's family and for the rest of the weekend. We had a great time. So it was great. I'm glad you guys had a great Christmas. Good. And I hope you get to go home soon, Jason. That's good that you'll be
home. I will. It's already official. So.
And speaking of Madonna, it's less than a month away. I will be in the presence of the goddess. And so I'll be so happy. And
How many times is this? How many times is this now?
How many times is what? Oh,
have you seen her?
1, 2, 3. Seven?
See, you should. Seven?
Yeah, seven.
Oh, my God. I don't even think she's been on that many tours since I've been alive.
Do you want me to name her for you? You want me to name
No, her? You're fine.
Anyway, so I'm looking forward to that. But anyway, so let's talk about the year in review. And one of the things that happened this year was one of the biggest pop culture things to happen was Rachel Dolezal. And you don't recall, she's the white woman who says she's black. And, you know, this whole thing just took off this year about that whole thing. And don't you think this is kind of crazy that this thing even happened, that some white person wants to be black so badly that he pretended to be black and disowned her own parents? Isn't that crazy to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, someone was saying that it must be something that she found herself connected to with black people as opposed to other races.
That's okay.
That's okay by that, but it's like... I feel like it was pretty much like a high tech version of, well, I want to say high tech because there wasn't any tech, you know, any tech, you know, and shit like that involved. But I feel like it was like a modern day version of blackface.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's like, you know, she's wearing these wigs, you know, like these.
But the difference, don't you think, Jason, is that she was not making fun of black people. She loves the black culture so much that she identifies with it so much that this woman appropriated it as her own race. I mean.
Right. I mean, one part of me, I mean, when it comes to different people, are going to have mixed reviews about this topic. One part of me is just like, wow, you know, because she, you know. Had gone to college and, you know, studied African American studies and yada 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 and that type of thing. But another part of me is like, how come you just gonna do all that while you're white and just do that too, because the NAACP does have, you know, it's a minority, but they have everyone of all races who works for the NAACP.
Right, they do.
So I'm just trying to figure out, I guess my whole thing is that I don't understand why she wanted to do that when she could have just been herself. And
because
still
she
wasn't.
Has mental problems. I mean, that's the problem. she's not a well-adjusted person emotionally, and that's the problem. She doesn't know who she is or know her own identity.
Right.
That's why. And so someone like that is not going to just say, oh, I just adore black people. I adore the black culture. I think it's fantastic. I wish I were black. They actually say, oh, I am black. So, yeah. I mean, there's a difference there. So,
but that was she was on the talk, I believe, not the talk, the real.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, about a month or so ago, maybe a little bit longer. And they interviewed her, and it literally took them like 30 minutes for her to answer this one question about, are you white, you know, or something like that. She just kept beating around the bush, and they were just like, oh my God, this is going nowhere. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But yeah, the whole Rachel Dolezal thing, some people, you know, support her. Some people are just like, and some people just don't care and think that she was just.
I just think it was a weird thing to happen.
It's just interesting. Yeah.
it just left me kind of baffled. I was just like, you know,
and most people, it baffled most people.
Yeah, but
another thing that happened in,
oh, before we go, is it true that she's getting a book deal?
I don't know, but it sounds like she probably
I
would.
I have no clue.
I'm sure she probably is.
Oh, hold on.
Do you think people would really buy that, though? Do you think people would?
No.
I don't know. I don't think so, probably. Unless
someone would, trust
unless, me. Unless she has something to say about, I mean, I assume it's probably a memoir or something about her struggle being a white woman wanting to be black. I don't know. But anyway, whatever the case is, unless she has something to say that about her journey, that she's had a cathartic catharsis or something that she really can reveal in that book, that's one thing. But if it's just about her pretending to be black when she's white, I mean, I could actually probably see someone. Yeah, I could see people interested in that probably. Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. Another thing is the whip nay nay.
That. Let me tell you something about that
just
dance.
Just hearing you say that is so funny.
You know, I've hated that song ever since it's come out back in the summer. Now watch me whip. Now watch me nay nay. I hated it. They played it on the fucking radio around the clock.
Yep.
It's like you turn on. They played it in commercials. They played it on the radio. You go, they played it in fucking Walmart. And I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I cannot get away from this song.
Yeah, I don't even
I
like
love
the
it
because
it's like the new generation of like the Cha Cha Slide.
The Macarena.
It's like the Macarena, like all those great dances that everybody has from their childhood growing up. Like if you watch kids like do the dance, it's so funny and it's so fun to watch like a whole gym full of kids like whip and nay nay. Mm-hmm. It's just, I think it's the cutest thing.
But
I love it.
Exactly. But I will also say this.
Think about it though, the Macarena, do you really like to hear that song on the top of the hour every hour? No. Do you really want to hear the Cha Cha Slide on the top of the hour every hour? No. But it's just you know, part of growing up. Everybody's got the dance.
The dance
of our generation.
Exactly. So. I guess that would be the dance of this generation, I guess. But I will say this. I will say something positive about the song. I do like the fact that he's a rapper, or an artist, that came out with a song that didn't talk about sexualizing women or drugs.
I'm gonna wreck that ass or money. Whatever.
Yeah. Exactly. So I will give him credit where credit is due. He just came out with a nice, fun song.
Yeah,
and
nice. I like that.
Give him credit for that.
I like that. That's a good point. I agree with you. Yeah, I don't like the song personally, but what I like about it is what you guys are saying, essentially, and is that it kind of brought people together, and you know, as a culture, and that's kind of cool and fun, like you said about the Macarena or whatever, so I like that. Good for them, whatever. I just still don't want to hear the song again, though. But anyway. So, and also, the whole tiff, or the whole sort of thing between Nicki Minaj and Miley Cyrus, the MTV Music Awards this year.
Oh, yeah. Miley, what's good?
Miley, what's good? Yeah. So, you know, all that. And so, that was something that happened this year that I thought was interesting. Now, did we ever find out if that was real, which I think it was.
No, it was legit. Yeah,
okay,
it was legit.
Okay.
Oh, it was real. I felt like it was staged or something. Yeah.
I thought it was real. But what was the deal?
No,
did you remember what the deal was? What caused
the deal? The deal was, Miley Cyrus, because Nicki Minaj popped off on Twitter when she wasn't nominated for the Big Booty video, the Anaconda video, and she was like, if I was another type of a girl, they would be, you know, and it turned into this big thing with Katy Perry and Taylor Swift, and all these pop stars were fighting on social media about it. And Miley Cyrus did an interview, and she was asked her opinion. And she said, you know, I think that you should just be grateful. Like, it's really not about awards or accolades. Like, she shouldn't be, you know what I mean, salty because she didn't get nominated.
And so she's pissed about that.
So Nicki was pissed about that, I guess, feeling like, you know, since, you know, they both in the black community, that, you know, she should stick by her side. And apparently, you know, Miley and Nicki, they have had a good relationship in the past. So, you know, saying something like that, you know, in the press probably wasn't a good look. So that's what she said on stage, is now back to this bitch who been talking about me a lot in the press. Miley, what's good?
So I don't know, but don't you think Miley Cyrus is somewhat of a I mean not Miley Cyrus, I mean Nicki Minaj. I mean she's kind of combative anyway. You know what I
Oh,
mean?
sure. And she's a
So
shitster. She
she
knows what
is.
she's doing.
Yes, she does.
She
That's what I
knows
was
what she's
saying.
doing.
So okay, good. So we're all good on that. Okay.
She plays the game. She plays the game. But at the end of the day, I think they're all celebrities. They all understand, you know, they're gonna get asked questions, you know. That was funny, though. That was
That
really
was
funny,
very
though.
funny, yes. Now I don't know if you guys know about this. I think this happened before. I'm pretty sure it happened before we started talking on the air in July. But do you know the story or the whole brouhaha about Robert Durst in The Jinx? Do you know this whole thing or not? He was a murderer. He was a murderer. He was accused of murdering all these people throughout his life. He's like 80 now, and he's like this huge like billionaire. And he got
Oh,
arrested.
Robert. Okay, I don't know who he
Robert.
is. So for some reason, you said Robert Durst. For some reason, I was thinking Fred Durst. Never
No,
mind.
Robert Durst. Anyway, so there was this documentary on HBO called The Jinx, and it was about all these people he's known through his life who got murdered and just suspiciously got like his wife, ex-wives, two of them, his best friend, and his neighbor. He actually admitted to murdering and cutting into pieces and throwing in the Galveston Bay, but still got off for all this stuff. Anyway. At the very end, it was like a mini series. It was riveting, by the way. If you haven't seen it, I'm telling you, if you like murder mystery stuff, this is it. Anyway, the last episode of like 7-hour episodes, at the very end of it, the guy's interviewing him and saying, well, he said, I have to go to the bathroom. Robert Durst says, I have to go to the bathroom. So he goes to the bathroom, and he still has his mic on. And while he's going to the bathroom, he says, of course I killed them. I killed them all, you know, like that to himself. And
He forgot that his mic was
he
on?
forgot his mic was on. And he'd done this before throughout the whole thing. He'd forgotten several times his mic was on and said other stuff, but not that. And so he admitted to doing it. So that was something else that happened this year. I thought it was interesting anyway, whatever. But you should definitely watch it if you don't know about it.
I'm gonna look at, I wanna see that now because that's interesting. That
Go.
sounds
It's on
interesting.
HBO Go. If you have HBO Go or you have HBO, you can get it there and watch it. Watch the whole thing. I mean, you will be glued to the TV. It's fucking incredible. They also made a movie with Ryan Gosling called All Good Things a couple years ago about this Robert Durst. And what's his name? Ryan Gosling and Kirsten Dunst were in it. So you can watch that movie too if you want. Anyway, also this year we had 19 Kids and Counting star Josh Duggar get busted for adultery. Not only
Gross.
adultery, he admitted to sexually abusing his sister or something. I don't remember. Now, isn't it funny?
And he was a part of the whole TiffanyAdams.com thing or whatever that website's called, with the married
Ashley
people.
Madison.
Ashley Madison.
Tiffany, what did you
I said, I
say?
was, wait a minute, I was thinking, what? I've never
Tiffany
heard this
Adams. Oh, that's funny. That's the gay version, I guess. I don't know. It's funny.
I've never heard this site before.
But it's what it is to me. What shows me and what should show everyone is, you know, the hypocrisy of people like this, who are these highly, highly, overly religious morons, you know, who are having 20,000 kids and interbreeding, basically. But anyway, and just basically telling everybody, like gays, lesbians, anyone who's not like them, that they're horrible people, going to hell because they're immoral. Yet they themselves don't have a backyard that's clean. So. That was something else that happened this year. Also, we had Pizza Rat. Do you remember Pizza Rat?
Yep.
Yeah.
I love a good viral
video.
sensation.
Yeah, that was
Subway.
So, it was so cute. I loved it.
And what was it again?
It was a little rat that somebody had filmed in a New York subway on the steps, and he got a hold of this little piece of pizza, and he was just dragging it with all his might down the stairs to get to his family, I guess. And everybody's rooting for the. You have to see it online. It's a viral video. It's really.
I've never heard of this video.
Literally me.
Yes, he basically was kicked out of his Brooklyn colony for eating gluten. But anyway, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. For real though.
Also, this year, one of the biggest blow. I mean, this is not a blow up because she was already huge. But I mean, and I love her to death. Was Adele's year? She sold more than 3 million copies of her album in 1 week.
And now it's up to 7.
Yes, and the woman is just unstoppable. And it's not only, to me, you know, the fact that she's an amazing singer and she's done so well. It's just her evolution, not just physically, but just as an artist. She's incredible. I was so happy for her. So this year was definitely Adele's year. You guys like Adele, right?
I like Adele. I haven't bought the new album just because I'm like more of a streamy. Like I like to stream music, and I'm
pre-ordered it.
I just don't care enough to go to the store and buy this. You know what I mean? Like, and I times have changed. It's just not that way anymore. But hopefully she'll put it on streaming so I can, you know, catch up with the rest of the world.
Yes. Well, definitely. Well, yeah. So you haven't even heard it because you don't want to pay for it. Oh my god. Pay the
not price. Necessarily because I don't want to pay the $14 for it.
What, for
I
reason? Mean, obviously, you just said I want to stream it, so
it's just so much easier to stream. If I have a CD, I have to keep up with the CD. Like, I don't have the songs forever.
Burn it into your fucking iTunes, bitch. I mean, it's hard.
Do you realize how ancient that sounds, though?
It doesn't matter how it sounds.
They don't even make laptops with disk drives anymore, darling.
That's because of Apple. I'm aware of this because I'm an Apple file. Okay, I know
mean,
that
my MacBook Pro does have one, so I have that option, but yes. I'm just saying.
Well, anyway, my point is, it's worth it, so definitely buy it eventually. It's definitely worth it. Another thing that happened this year, of course, was Bruce Jenner becoming Caitlyn.
Oh my god, I think that is the biggest thing as far as pop culture goes.
Yeah, I mean, so I remember us talking about this on the I actually listened to the first episode. I was going to do clips, and I was like, fuck this shit. It's going to take me forever, so I didn't do it.
That's a lot. Yeah.
So I actually listened to our first episode, at least the whole thing, and one of the things we were talking about was how we were excited about the show I Am Kate coming up. And now, I watched the entire season, but you guys did not. Now, what caused you to...
I didn't watch it live, but I've seen it now.
Okay. And what about you, Jason?
I watched it, but I just kind of lost interest after a while.
So you didn't watch the whole thing either?
Or
you
no.
Thing? Okay. And so what do you think about her transformation from...
You know, but to be honest with you, my perception of her has changed a lot, especially over the last 3 to 4 months. But when it was going on and the whole Vanity Fair thing happened and the interview with Diane Sawyer, you know, while I never personally cared for Bruce Jenner as a person... I can respect and appreciate what he was doing or trying to do for the transgendered community. And of course for himself as a public figure. But now, you know, I do feel like she's kind of burned some bridges, especially over the last few months. Just as far as being a part of the LGBT community and, being a spokesperson for trans rights and transgendered people. I think that the intentions are right, but the execution we're gonna need to work on in 2016 a little bit.
Yeah, and I think the one thing that I know personally, as well as I'm not famous at all, but I mean, if you have a little bit of higher profile in any capacity, people are always going to say you're not doing this the right way. You should be doing this
right.
Way, da, da, da. And so when you have that level of fame. And you have all of this huge responsibility towards a community. I can understand how she has flailed and faltered because she is a newbie, in my opinion, in many ways, or is. Doesn't know what the fuck she's doing. And she's just kind of learning trial by fire. So you have to forgive that side of it. Of course, I also cannot forgive, though. What part I can't forgive is her Republican views and her nonsensical ability to say, oh, I still support people who hate gays and lesbians and transgender people, but I'm a transgender person. I mean, that makes no fucking sense. You're an idiot.
Right.
So
I've been saying this since day one.
Been watching, and you know, we kind of talked about in the before, have you know, but I've actually been watching the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. This is the first time I've ever watched like every single episode. And she's in it quite a bit. And it's really fascinating to watch this season in particular, because it really focuses a lot on the girls and their relationship with Caitlin.
Yeah.
And Chris, it shows Chris meeting Caitlin for the first time. It shows them, meeting at Kylie's birthday. So just all these different, like, landmark moments, but how the girls are kind of dealing with the aftershock of it all and kind of, like, just living with it now instead of it just being, like, this brand new thing, you know, this sparkly thing that it was at first. So I think it's really interesting, and it's interesting to see how she's evolved over the last few months since her show's been off the air. So, you know, I wish her the best, and hopefully she continues to grow. I know they're filming the second season right now, so I'm interested to see that in the new year.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. I'll watch next season because I'm invested, but I don't know if I really I'll have to reserve.
She's going on a big she's going on a big speaking tour next year, so
okay.
I'm sure she'll meet a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you guys even remember that Lenny Kravitz's penis was exposed this year?
Yes, that was on my list, but anyway.
Oh, okay. people forgot about that.
No, I do remember. And yeah.
That was a funny moment,
sure. That was a funny moment. I think but you know what's funny to me is how women's boobs get pop out every once in a while, and people make such a huge deal out of it. And when a man's penis pops out, it's like even a bigger deal. Why do you think it is that a penis is such a big deal, such a bigger deal than
breasts? Because it's more common. It's more common to see breasts, you know what I mean? Like, so, and especially for it to be so candid, I think it's like a, oh my God, kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I prefer to look at Lenny Kravitz, to be honest with you. But I don't know. I think that's why.
Okay. Also this year, we had 50 Shades of Grey, the horribly...
That was this year?
That was this year, yeah.
Yep, February 14th.
Made $166 million at the box office. And it was not the best movie, but the book was even worse, I hear. So...
it seemed like their main demographic was like... Older women like 35 plus.
Yeah. Older women who are.
Because my mom loved that book and she went to go see the movie. But I think that's just a movie that's geared towards older women.
But I downloaded the sample on Amazon when it came out, that book, you know, on my iPad. And I said, okay, I'm not going to pay for this book, so let's see what all the hype's about. So is it any good? And so I read the first chapter or two chapters, whatever. I was like, it was hard to even get through it. The woman writes like she's 2 years old. I mean, seriously,
same.
It's bad. So, but this book still, it didn't matter how bad the writing was, and not just the writing itself, but just the whole, I mean, just the whole thing. Didn't matter how bad it was. It still did amazing, amazing, amazing in the, you know, in the bookstores, bestseller over and over and over, and in the movie. So I guess it just goes to show you don't have to be a talented writer to have a success. It just doesn't really fucking matter.
Shade.
Yeah, I mean, but I will say this though, the movie itself, and now I did not read the book, so I saw the movie and saw the story through the movie. The movie, the guy that plays Dorian, whatever his fucking name is.
Christian Grey.
Christian Grey, thank you. Thank you. I'm thinking Dorian Grey. Christian Grey is very sexy and not typically what I would find sexy. And he's kind of like lanky and skinny and kind of small. I don't know. But anyway, he's very sexy. And I get the appeal of that character. But it was sort of laughable to me and funny because the things they did was the things that gay guys do all the time. There was nothing in there mm-hmm. that was like that shocking to a gay guy. But to like mm-hmm. Chris, to like just Jason's point to someone who's like a 40-year-old woman in the middle of America, it's like, oh my God, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's like turn me on. Mm-hmm. So anyway,
she loved it. Yeah, she loves it.
I'm sure. I'm sure. Also this year we had the Apple Watch, which underwhelmed. People apparently were not that interested, except for myself, obviously, and not too lazy to reach into the pockets for the
phone. Here's my thing. I like the Apple Watch,
uh-huh.
but I'm just not the best when it comes to keeping up with watches.
Oh, really?
So, like, I'm one of those type of people, like, I'll have one for, like, 2 or 3 months, and all of a sudden, I've lost it.
Uh-uh.
And I've always been like that. That's why I just stopped buying watches. I stopped buying watches, like, back in high school. But my thing is that I like the concept, and I do like that they do have the Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, I will not buy one just for the simple fact that I know I would lose it.
Well, I've had the same watch for 10 years. I have a Movado. It's called a Movado Fiero.
I love those.
It's an amazing watch. It's beautiful. I always get compliments on it. It was not cheap, and it was a lot more than this Apple Watch. But anyway, it's a gorgeous watch, and I love it. And that's why I've had such a hard time adopting to this Apple Watch idea, because I love my watch. It's sort of a signature for me. And so this Apple Watch really had to kind of move me to want to get it, and ask for it, rather. And I actually really, really like it. The more I've had it in the past, you know, few days, I'm really loving it more and more. But it's absolutely, I've said to myself and to my friends, I've said, you know, I like this watch a lot, but I didn't need it. I mean, I just don't need this watch. It's something you need. It's not going to change your life or anything. It's just kind of a cool thing to have. And I basically wanted it to replace my Fitbit, which I had. And so it did. Mm-hmm. It does do that and a lot more. So I think if you get one, Jason, you'll like it, but don't get it thinking it's going to be this amazing piece of technology that's just going to change your life, because it won't.
Well, see, here's my thing, though. I just found out today that they had the price range for the Apple Watch to start at like $300 and go all the way up to like $17,000.
Well, you can get
it. I had no idea that they. I was like, why would I want to go out and buy a $17,000 watch, an Apple Watch? But
it's gold. It's all gold. Rose gold for the $17,000 one, regular gold for the $10,000 one. The one I got was $599, and it depends on the band you get. If you get a really expensive band, don't worry about getting the band at Apple, because they charge you like $400 for a stupid band. It's stupid. You can get anywhere else. And then the lowest end one, $399, is made out of aluminum instead of stainless steel. That's why it's not as, you know, nice. So that's the difference.
Oh, well. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Anyway, also this year, Charlie Sheen revealed that he has HIV.
And yes.
As we said, we were not surprised that he has HIV. We wouldn't want to wish it on anyone, but it wasn't surprising. So good luck to him. Also this year, Star Wars The Force Awakens was released. I've seen it. Have you guys seen it?
Did you like it?
I liked it, but have you seen it yet? Have y'all seen it yet?
No, because I haven't seen any of the Star Wars
movies. Yeah, I haven't seen any of the other ones. But I am taking your suggestion. I am, but listen.
Okay.
I'm taking your suggestion by watching them in
order of episode instead of how they were released. Yes.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
And you know, that's exactly what we did last, was it last week, I guess, the week before last, whenever it came out. That whole week, we watched each episode, one episode a night until the movie came out.
Star Wars movies are too long, though.
No, they're not. They're like 2 hours or less. I mean, it's like any movie today. Okay. Yeah. But you should watch it. But anyway, I will say this. The only thing about it, I'll say, I liked the movie. It was good. But there's so many, like, it's basically the exact same plot line as all the other Star Wars movies before it with new characters. So that's the only disappointing thing. I was expecting something really new, but that's really the same thing. Really.
You know, yeah, someone else said the same thing. I heard someone at work say that they were slightly disappointed because it was just, like, just same shit. We're just
different people.
Pretty much.
I didn't hear that it was like groundbreakingly amazing, but I heard that it had like a feminist kind of tone or something like that.
Yes, because the main hero was a female in this one. Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Also, the man bun was big this year.
Oh my god! I see men wear that shit at work.
Literally today, I saw somebody with a croissant roll on their head, and I was with my friend, and we were walking. We were going to Fat Straws, and I asked her. I said, "Would you ever date a guy that had a man bun?" And she was like, "No, hard decline." So if you know anyone that has a man bun, touch them.
Yeah, I hope that this fucking trend is over. I'm just over it. I'm like,
and there's a guy I work with that wears one occasionally, and I'm just like, no.
Well, did you read that also? It's causing some men to lose their hair because they're pulling it so tight.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yes, so that's not good. One thing I want to mention before we go into the hot topics of today is Empire this year is still a great show. And, you know, Cookie's, you know, little quips and things she says, of course, are still hot. Like, for example, tell me why I shouldn't throw this drink in your bitch ass face.
Right.
Just because I asked Jesus to forgive you don't mean I do. And, oh, and Anika, this is an ass. Anyway.
I love Empire.
Can you believe that show has not even been on for a year?
Barely, I know.
It'll be a year next month. Isn't, I mean, talk about a cultural impact.
It is, and it has.
It is. And remember when, once they aired the first episode, they had already been renewed for a second season.
Mm-hmm. That's because it did so fucking well, I know.
Yeah, I mean, the ratings were through the roof. Right. I was like, I have never heard of a show being renewed for a second season based off of the first fucking episode. Mm-hmm. So... there you go.
Well, apparently Rob Kardashian has been diagnosed with diabetes.
I read that online just a moment ago, and I'm like, okay, here's my thing with this. Mm-hmm. First of all, it sucks that he has that, or he's been diagnosed with that.
Yeah.
But another part of me is like, why is this news?
Because it's Rob Kardashian.
But people get diagnosed with different ailments and diseases and things all day, and it doesn't make news. So I'm like, why is his... because... he's a Kardashian?
You know,
is that why?
I think it is. I'm not a big Kardashian file, obviously, but I think it's because he was so hot. I thought he was very good looking, by the way. And then he gained a lot of weight, and then he lost a little bit, and he gained more, you know, whatever. It's back, yo. And so I think that maybe because because he's been going up and down in his weight, and diabetes is often, you know, part of that, I think that that might be why they are having talking about it. But I don't know. But they're saying that he's, what does it say? He says he admitted to having gestational diabetes. No, Kris Jenner admitted to having gestational diabetes while pregnant with Kylie Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
The disease just runs in the family.
It runs in their family, yeah.
So, that's
so you know, I always think it should be a wake-up call for a lifestyle change, you know?
Yes.
Because for me, just personally, between us and everyone listening, that scares the shit out of me. I'm so scared of getting diagnosed with diabetes one day that literally sometimes I'll like go to eat a Reese's and I'm like, bitch, this could send you over the edge. You know what I mean? Like, obviously I'm still young, but you know, I've struggled with my weight my whole life. Mm-hmm. You know, I was really thin when I was growing up. After I hit puberty, I put on a bunch of weight. I've been, I struggled with depression, and you know, I've just had my weight has been up and down. So, you know, that is, you know, anytime I hear a story like this, it, you know, it kind of puts a little bit of fear factor in me, because when I see people that could be just healthy, normal guys, and just because, you know, they can't get out of their own way, they have to, like, you know, stick themselves with pins and stuff. I don't want to do that. You know, yeah. I just think that it's a wake-up call.
Well, if you do get diagnosed with diabetes, I mean, my mother has diabetes, and it does run a little bit in my family, and so it scares me as well. And actually, that's why, I mean, for me, wanting to get back into shape is more predominantly about that than vanity. I really want to, I want to prevent that from ever happening, right? But the thing about diabetes is that... type 2 diabetes, I mean, which is what this is.
Right.
You can actually work out and lose weight and eat better, and you don't have it anymore if you do it right, you know? So it doesn't always happen that way, but it can. So it's reversible in some cases. But it is still a very serious disease. And like you said, no one wants to poke themselves 5 times a day with a whatever, my meter. My mother never does it because she's a stubborn bitch. But anyway.
Right.
So Teresa Giudice also has been released this year.
Yes, she finished her, I guess it was a little under a year, jail sentence, and now she's on house arrest until February 5th, but she can work, so I'm sure they're filming right now. You know, I don't think she's really released a statement, or I haven't seen anything, but reports are saying that, you know, she's seen her mom, or she's seen her dad, excuse me. She had a quiet Christmas with family before Joe, her husband, gets sent off next month. You know, I just think this whole story is really, really sad. Obviously, I don't feel bad for them, but I also think it's interesting that the day she got out of jail, he bought her a brand new Lexus. Did you see that?
Who did? Joe?
Joe.
What the fuck?
She's just getting out of jail for fraud on something you did. Fraud,
yes. Wow.
And you're going to buy her a brand new Lexus.
Well, he is not the sharpest cookie. We know that.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying the whole thing, they're all fucking cuckoo bird to me. But...
oh my god.
Wow. Yes, she's out of jail, which means they're filming, which means we're a little bit closer to, you know, seeing that one-on-one interview.
Oh,
so I hope Cohen got that on lock. I hope they got that on the calendar, because I'm ready to watch.
Well, and you had always said Christian, that you felt that once she got out, she would divorce Joe. Do you still think that?
Give it, I think, in a year. In a year's time, for sure.
I don't know.
Because even this, maybe she's going to come out and say, I'm a changed woman. I don't want luxury items anymore. And the first thing he buys her is a Lexus.
Right, exactly.
They're just not on the same page anymore.
No, they're not. But I don't think she's smart enough.
We'll see. But I also think when you go through something like that, like being in jail, it makes you stronger. I feel like it'll make her more independent. You know,
you think it's going to change her?
Oh, for sure I think it's going to change her. How and how drastic? I mean, we'll see. Sitting in jail thinking about your actions for a year is a lot different than Lindsay Lohan in jail for 48 hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think that it changes you, and I hope that she becomes stronger from the experience. I hope she does. Because I feel like she could do a lot better with her life.
I will say one last thing about that, though, and that is the reason I'm a little pessimistic that she's changing or going to change is because some people are not apt to actually work on self-improvement and growth. They just stay in the same thing, and they don't really learn from their mistakes. And to me, she strikes me as the kind of person who isn't that bright anyway and wouldn't really even have enough introspection to really do that. Now, that's how I perceive her. And so I don't feel like she's really going to do much of a change. I think she's going to stay with him and be a martyr and say, I'm staying with my husband for the 5 years or 8 years he's in jail, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's what I think is going to happen. So we'll see what happens. We'll see who's right.
I'm going to call you in 8 years. We'll see. Okay.
Okay. And so the last thing was Glee. Oh, God. Yes. The Glee.
Yes.
Guy.
This story just came out today. The guy who played Puck.
Who is from Dallas, by the way.
He was arrested for possession of child pornography.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sucks to be him.
Yeah, it does. It does. I don't know. I don't like that. I don't like
his
that.
Name is Mark Salling.
Yeah.
They have found over 1,000 images of sexual exploitation on his computer.
What is it with that? It seems like that's been a trend in Hollywood lately.
I think they're just getting caught. I don't think there's any. You know what I mean? I think it's probably always been.
This is an interesting thing for me, because how do I say this without sounding weird? So as a gay person, obviously, right? I personally believe that I was born homosexual, and that I am naturally attracted to men. Uh-huh. Right. So what if somebody is naturally attracted to underage people?
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
This is the difference. This is how I explain the difference. The difference is that a gay male or female can have sexual relations with someone of the same sex of a certain age, over the age of consent. No problem. Great. The difference is that a child cannot consent because they don't legally have the right to consent. Therefore, their brains have not fully developed. It doesn't mean they don't want to do it or wouldn't want to do it anyway. I'm just saying that they do not have the right to consent. It's like bestiality, which I think is disgusting.
Yeah.
A dog or a cat or a horse or whatever cannot consent to you having sex with them. So what I'm saying is that's the difference. It's the difference between being gay and a pedophile. So,
yeah.
Which, of course, you know.
I'm not condoning it by any means.
Right. I understand.
I don't want that to get twisted. I just think that it's an interesting.
I don't think that it doesn't mean that people aren't attracted to people who are, like, for example, you know, Taylor Lautner. When Taylor Lautner was like 16 years old, I was like, fuck, he's hot. Okay. I saw him on the screen. He's hot. Now, if let's say the situation in the world were different and I were in his circle of people or influence, and I think he's gay, by the way, but anyway, and I knew Taylor Lautner being, you know, 35 or whatever it was at the time, and I would not sleep with him because he's underage. I would have enough control not to do that. I could still lust after him, think about him, whatever. But I wouldn't look at him that way. And actually, child porn is something that you have to be like under 14 or something. something. It's like, you know, it's like little kids, like prepubescents. And
yeah, I mean, and that was something I was thinking about, too. It's like, you know, the media has such a funny way of, like, twisting things. So, you know, for all we know, it could be a bunch of 17-year-olds. But if not the case, if it's fucking 3-year-olds and 6-year-olds, well, I mean, that's twisted. That's just
that
twisted.
That is beyond gross.
But that's, isn't that the same thing that happened to the Subway guy this year?
Yes, Jared, whatever his name is, Smith or whatever, yes.
Yeah.
He actually did not just have child pornography. And
he actually had sex with
children. He had sex with kids, under like 15 and whatever, and knowingly. So that's the difference. But yeah, I mean, sexuality is complicated. But the thing you have to realize is, you know, if the law says you can't have sex with children, then don't. Whether it doesn't matter what somebody's sexual desire is, just wait till they're older. If you can't wait, then you need to find somebody who's your own fucking age. I mean, please. I'm sorry. It's just,
you're right.
You know, it's stupid. It's just stupid. But anyway, anything else before we go that you want to
I want to just bring up something real quick. Did y'all hear about the Steve Harvey blunder on Miss Universe?
Of course.
Oh, didn't hear about that.
I didn't even know. I was on Facebook because I was actually, when this all went down, I was watching The Housewives of Atlanta. And, like, people just started talking about somebody, like, everybody on Facebook was like, oh, Steve Harvey fucked up. And I was like, what are they talking about? And even when they talked about it then, I still didn't change the channel because I was still watching Housewives of Atlanta. So then, once the Housewives had gone off, I went, everybody was like, oh, my God. Because somebody had already uploaded on YouTube or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. And then it was supposed to be, like, Colombia and the Philippines and... He said that Columbia was the winner when she really wasn't, and he said I have to apologize, and then like everybody started going crazy and that type of stuff.
I don't like Steve Harvey. I think he's homophobic, and I don't like him. Sorry, so I don't like him. I watch him on the Family Feud sometimes because I'm an old person. but I don't really like him because I've heard him say some anti-gay stuff. So that's why I don't really give a fuck that he fucked up. But he did get like a renewed 10-year contract or 5-year contract with Miss Universe or USA or whatever the fuck it is.
Well, he definitely made it interesting when he did that.
Well, of course, but that's not how you want to be known as someone who fucks up, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's live TV. Yeah.
It is live TV, that's true, but he should have been more prepared.
At first, I think the Philippines Miss Universe, I think she was prettier than Columbia, in my opinion.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
Do you?
I do.
All right, so we are going to say good night and goodbye to 2015 as we sign off tonight on our show. Last show,
we're not doing an hour two.
Unless I don't know what the fuck you want to talk about. What do you want to talk about?
Y'all know I got to go.
Look, you brought it up a few weeks ago, and I'm just saying.
Well, so. That's when I had all this shit planned, but I told you it was too much work, so I'm not doing that. Sorry. but anyway, we'll be back next week. Next week, yeah. What is next week? What's the date next week we'll be back? It'll be on
January 2nd.
January 2nd, the day. We'll be hungover still, probably, but we'll see. So we'll see you all then. If you want to find out more about us, go to gayxyz.com. And you can find out
more about... It's not January 2nd. It's January 5th. What are y'all talking about?
Okay.
Oh, January 5th.
We will... if you want to find out more about Christian, you can go to Christian alexanderfashion.com. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay.
Or you can follow me at Christian Craven on Instagram. Sorry, my Tinder was flashing.
Oh, no. Oh, he's got a hot date. Jason, you can find Jason at...
I'm on Twitter. It's Jason B. Like. It's Jason underscore B, B-E underscore like. And I do want to say this right quick.
Yes.
There's been a huge jump in followers on my Twitter. Like, over the past week or so, it's been like a huge jump.
Do you know who followed me?
Who?
Siri, the woman who does Siri's voice. I don't know.
I don't know her name, but I know you're talking about because they interviewed her recently or something.
She followed me. I'm like, why did Siri follow me? That's cool, but I don't know why she followed me.
Do you guys feel really good about yourselves?
We feel special.
I'm just happy that there's a huge spike in people following me.
I don't even pay attention to how many followers I have ever, but that's good for you. Good for you.
It is.
Okay, we'll be back January 5th, everybody. We'll see you next year. Good night. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Happy New Year. Be safe.